receive a free $5 gift card with any gift card purchased at $25 or more. And Tuesday night, 6 till 9, stop in and enjoy tunes from Steve Jones and Company and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen during Habanero's holiday celebration through December. I'll be home for Christmas. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Throughout the generations, classic Christmas songs portray the warmth of home, where cherished family memories are made. Gifts for the home from Gardner's Gallery, recliners, sofas, dining room furniture, artwork, wall decor, that special something that makes your home special. Home, where those lasting memories are made. Gift certificates are available. Gardner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Welcome back here on the Mel Pearson Show. We're talking to Mel about Saturday's game now. And let's chat a little bit about that. Coach, 4-4 overtime tie. This is the one that really stung, I think, more than even the loss on Friday night, at least in my eyes. I don't know about you.
Well, no question. I mean, you know, the result and how the result ended up like it did, I think it was, you know, tough. And you know, just like the night before, you know, I thought we had a real good start to the first period, but we get down. You know, we get down early, and this is the power play goal, and we had a little bit of a mix-up in the zone. But, you know, it's a pretty even period, but I liked our start, you know. And one way I measure our team and how, if we're ready to play or not, are face-offs. And we did a real good job, much better job on Saturday night than overall than we did on Friday. And for example, Mike Neville was 16-9 on faceoffs. Dennis Ricks 15-5, which is outstanding. So we did a real good job, and we were ready to play. And unfortunately, they got that early power play goal on us.
Yeah, Mark Cooper gets his eighth of the season on the power play, and Mercier and Mingo get the assist. Mingo, I thought, had just a great game on Saturday. He's a fun player to watch out there, and dangerous too. He's got good speed. And am I right that they had him back on the defense the night before?
Yeah, they played him on defense. Mm-hmm. They have the last, I believe, three games. But I think because of their, you know, I think they're a little disappointed in their effort, even though they won the game on Friday, that they put him back up front to give themselves some speed and whatnot. And, yeah, you noticed him up front more than you did on defense, because he does have speed. He's a dangerous player. He's really good with the puck. And I thought he really helped and added something to their lineup by playing up front this weekend.
But the Huskies tie it up, and what a big goal in many levels as Blake Pietila gets his second of the season, his first shooting goal of the year. Shane Hanna and Riley Sweeney get the assist. 18:47, the time of the goal. This tied it up 1-1.
And Sweeney now changing spots, down low for Patan, back up top Sweeney. Now Hanna shifts to the middle, walks in, shoots, rebounds. Pietila scores!
And we were joking after the game there, or after the period, that if I was Burke in net, I just would have gotten out of the way. Well, the big windup there, I mean, that is such a hard shot.
Well, there's not many opportunities in a game when you see like that, where the puck is just laying there and basically no one's around, and you have a chance to skate into it and from that close and wind up like he did. So I'm glad it went in, though, you know, because he shot it so hard, and Burke's probably lucky it didn't hit him.
Yeah.
But anyway, good for Blake. I know he's been really pressing, and finally to score a goal, and that's one of the other reasons why I wish we were continuing to play, because obviously he scored, and I think he's you know, in a good place right now for the most part. And you know, he had a good week of practice, and he was shooting the puck well, so good for Blake. It was a big goal for our team, and I thought from that point on, you know, here we go, now we're going to get going, and you know, we have a chance. Obviously,
we get three in a row. Pianola scores that goal, then Mike Neville in the second period gives the Huskies a 2-1 lead.
Huskies have control inside of their own zone. Stripped pass up for Neville. Breakaway. He's in. Shoots. Goal! He scores! Mike Neville on the breakaway. And the Huskies are going to go on the power play, leading
There's that rule. You get the delayed call, and wasn't much of a delay, delayed call, and you go right back on the power play. I love that rule. I know it really hurts when it's against you, but when it's against the other team, it can really change a game.
Well, it is a good rule. Like, why should you, you know, just because you score playing 5-on-5 and there's a delayed penalty, have the penalty wiped out?
I agree.
I mean, because the play's still going on, and I think it's a really good rule. Except when it happens against you. because it can really swing a game. And obviously, at this point, I thought it, you know, for the most part, it did. It swung the game. But, you know, nice job by Cliff Watson on that stretch pass. Like, Cliff made a great pass, you know. And that's the key. I think, you know, with you seeing with these young defensemen, this new defenseman, just our transition game, just our breakouts, just our passing are so much better. And it's going to continue to get better. And that's why I'm so excited, and these guys are going to be these freshmen. They won't be freshmen anymore in the second half, and you know they've played in a lot of tough games against a lot of good teams, and you know they're battle tested, so they're ready for the second half. I think they hit the wall a little bit. You know, we could see it, so I think it's good they go home, get a break, and come back refocused, re-energized. But great pass, good read by Mike Neville, walks in, and what I liked, he battled. I mean, he kept skating. He's got the guys hooking him pretty good, and he goes in. I like where he shot the puck from. I like where he shot it, and he hit the net. And we've been missing the net a lot. So anyway, that was a big goal, and I thought it just obviously re-energized us again, and now we get on the power play.
Well, it was a great goal, and I wanted to ask you, am I going way out on a limb to say that Mike Neville might be our most all-around player right now?
Well, I really...
With the physical and the ability to snipe?
No question. He's physical. He's good on face-offs. He can kill penalties. I don't have him on the power play. Maybe I should have, but he distributes a puck well. I mean, he just plays the game right. And for a freshman, for him to come in and have to play, which I think is the hardest position in your forwards, because our centers have to help defensively down low and in our own zone, and he's done a good job. And I couldn't be happier with how Mike has played this first half, and he's another guy I can't wait to see in the second half.
First lead of the weekend for the Huskies. They're up 2-1, and they can make it 3-1 with a redirect goal by Blake Hedelock.
Now back over for Carroll and Patan. Patan over for Shane Hanna. Willie Green doing a nice job of keeping it outside. Shot score!
I don't know what that hit to Blake, but I believe it was part of the body, and then went in. Tanner Carroll, his cousin, gets the assist on it, who took the shot, and the other assist goes to Shane Hanna.
Well, yeah, and it was a nice play. We had done a good job all weekend, I think, on the power play, and they did a real nice job here, moving the puck around, getting Bowling Green out of position. But the key to the goal is Blake, and I think we had Daniel Holmberg out there, or maybe it was Blake Pietl, but they did a real nice job in taking the eyes away from the goalie. As we watch the tape, you can really see their goalie struggling to find out where the puck is up high, and Tanner does a nice job. He doesn't take the big wind up, and just takes a good wrist shot, and cut, I think, Blake's stick, just cut a shaft there and goes in. But obviously, we took advantage of that delayed penalty we were talking about on the goal before. And now we're up 3-1 and you know, seem like we're in good control and on our way.
Dejan Mingo then makes it 3-2 with his third of the season. Perrier and Kucera get the assists. And I'm trying to remember the situation on that goal and how that went in, but...
Yeah, he came in on a backhand.
That was the backhand.
Sort of a semi-two-on-one. He took a weak backhand. Phoenix made the save, and then he stopped and got his rebound and just barely...
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Got the puck in the net. Phoenix got caught off his angle there a little bit by making that first save. And
which was a strange situation, the way watching the defenseman. I know we had a couple of defensemen. They went to the other side of the net, making sure that the backdoor guy was covered.
Yeah,
almost
too
many guys going that way.
We had a defenseman in front who should have came to him after taking the shot, or even... before he took the shot, because the forward Mingo put himself in a bad position. It wasn't a clear-cut 2-on-1. We had a guy coming back, putting some back pressure, but our defenseman, we didn't communicate well on it. You know, our forward should have been screaming, you know, take him, take him, take him, but we didn't. So our defenseman in front read it as a 2-on-1, and he sort of tried to stay in the middle. And even after the shot, he should have went and taken the guy out, so we had no chance to put in the rebound, but we didn't. We sort of just stood in front and watched it go in. So bad read, bad situation, and a bad goal. After you score that goal and get out, we should have been a lot tighter defensively. But they stretched our defenseman. Our defenseman got caught playing really wide, and Mingo